Chapter 2. Our Painful Journey Toward Sending. The church I pastor did not start out as a sending church. During my first years there, my focus was entirely on growing the church. I sincerely wanted to reach people for Jesus, but I was also pretty interested in making a big name for myself. Did I just put that in print? Well, as they say, every young pastor's dream is a great big church and a pretty little wife. Though typically he ends up with a pretty little church and a deleted by editor to protect the author. So I wanted a great big church, and I was pretty sure God was into that too, because it seemed like a win-win for both of us. But throughout the scriptures, before God built something great in the Spirit, he first tore down the efforts of the flesh. God let Abraham suffer in frustration with his natural sterility so that when God gave him a child, he would know where it came from. God has to take our eyes off our kingdom before he can build his. That's what he began to do in our church, and he started with me. It's about the city, stupid. During my second year as pastor, I preached through the book of Acts, during which, in Acts chapter 8, I came to the story of Philip's revival in Samaria. As a result of Philip's ministry, Luke says there was great joy in the city. Acts chapter 8, verse 8. In the next chapter, Luke tells the story of a disciple named Tabitha, who had the unfortunate nickname of Dorcas, a woman who made many coats for people in her community who did not have them. When she died, Luke says, they gathered at her bedside and wept. Acts chapter 9, verses 36 through 39. I asked our congregation if they thought there was much joy in our city as a result of our ministry, or if we were to die, whether anyone from the community would gather at our bedside and weep. We felt the answer on both accounts was no. If anything, our death would mean one less mail out they had to throw away at Easter and the city's recovery of a tax-exempt piece of property. Our ministry did not seem to be having the effect on our communities that the early Christians had on theirs. I had just gotten back from a short-term mission trip to Southeast Asia.